it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2. Pleased to bring our good friend Hal Gill to the microphone. Hal Gill brought to you each and every week at this time by Puckett's. Skillsy, what's going on, man?
I don't know, man. This is crazy. Crazy world. The Preds have canceled morning skate, so I'm in a holding pattern waiting to figure out what we're doing.
Hal, it's been probably the craziest last 12 to 24 hours in the sporting world that I think any of us can remember. The NBA suspending their season indefinitely last night. The NHL kind of deliberating on what to do right now with an announcement scheduled for later today. Corey and I have been talking about this all morning, how it's pretty difficult, I think, from our vantage point to imagine the NHL not following in the lead that the NBA has put out there. Would you be surprised if the Preds played tonight in Toronto?
It seems like most teams, most leagues follow suit, so I would be surprised. But at the same time, I think everyone's got to process information. I feel like we're in a Twitter world where everyone just throws out their opinion. I think everyone's got to do their homework and figure out where they stand and how they're going to handle all of this. And I'm sure the NHL is doing just that and figuring out how to play this the right way. So we'll sit and wait.
Hal, what's the vibe like around you right now? I presume at the team hotel, just a very different morning, obviously with morning skate not going on, no meetings. What's the vibe like around the city right now?
Bizarre. It's bizarre. And talking to guys in Toronto there's always a lot of media. There's a lot going on. Guys are doing interviews everywhere. A lot of players have friends here and just being such a big city in Canada, it's a big deal up here. And they're talking about it a lot and trying to break down what would happen in the event that there is a cancellation. What do they do? How do they set up a playoff format? Is there a playoff at all? There's a lot that's being talked about right now. So for the players, it's got to be bizarre. They're just sitting here waiting and, I've been around when we had games that, storms are coming through and you're going, all right, are we going to cancel this because of the storm or how is this going to work? And you sit there and wait and, it's kind of hard. You try to prepare, but at the same time, it's a little different. And so I'm sure these guys are sitting in the room the same way I am trying to figure it out. But you want to be focused and ready at the same time. So for them, it's got to be difficult.
One of the things that's brought up, Hal, is the crossover in venues with NHL and NBA teams. How much of the facilities, from your standpoint as a guy who's been in a million of these locker rooms, are shared between NBA and NHL teams?
Yeah, it's kind of you're coming in and going out. When I was in Boston, for sure, I'd bump into the Celtics on the way out, and they'd be coming in having a night game after we had a day game. There's a lot of crossover, so I assume that they're getting the same intel. That would just make sense to me, that they're getting the same information, that, the NBA and the NHL are because they're so linked. It's not like the baseball or football where it's outdoors. It's a different story. So I assume NBA and NHL are sharing the same intel, and how they digest it is going to be the question. Well, we'll find out soon. I think they have a board of governors meeting at 1 o'clock Eastern. So,
yes.
Soon, hopefully we find out.
Well, the good news for the Predators is if they do, in fact, stop play, and they do, in fact, pick up play with the postseason, they're above the line right now.
Not by much. It's close.
Didn't need to be much. They're above. That's all that matters.
Well, they were talking about it yesterday and speculating. What do you do? How do you set it up? And you know, a lot of people are suggesting a play-in from the teams that have a percentage chance to make it. You know, like, you can't just say you weren't going to make it. You were out of the playoffs when there's nothing left. So if they suspended play and did a late playoff system, who would be involved? And it's kind of an interesting question because, it's a little easier in the East because, you know, Florida, New York, and the Islanders would play, you know, against Columbus and Carolina. In the West, it's tough. Do you say, is Chicago out, six points out? Are they officially out of the race? I don't know. How do you manage that? And it's kind of an interesting question of how would you format a playoff to get into the playoffs? You know, it's not like baseball where you do one game play-in, which is bizarre anyway. We'll see if they decide to do it. If they do cancel it, how do they play that out?
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, brought to you by Puckett's each and every week at this time. And Hal, kind of the other part, and this is obviously secondary to everybody's health concerns, but if you're the Predators, I think you feel like you're starting to play a lot better. You're starting to put your game together. Winning three games in a row, the power plays come to life. You're feeling good about yourself. And if things go the way that I think Corey and I expect them to go later today and the NHL suspends play, it's hard to build on momentum that way when you may not play for another who knows how long.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's similar to the break. I thought the Preds went into the All-Star break and playing really well, and they came back and they laid a couple eggs. So, the Preds for sure want to keep going and playing at the way they are right now. They've been so – those games in Dallas were, like, meticulous. They were perfect. They're patient. They played hard, but they played the right way all the way through those two games. Montreal, they had a little hiccup, but overall, I thought they played another really good game where they came out with a solid period, followed it up with a period where they're just really dominated and Montreal kind of folded. And then, Montreal came back, but I feel like they finished that game off the right way. So, right now they're playing well. They'd love to keep it rolling.
How excited are you to see the toughness that has started to make its way back into this lineup with guys like Tenorti and Holzer clearing out that goal crease for UC Saros, even Roman Josi with the cross check on Corey Perry? It just seems like this team has started to get its spine back a little bit in that toughness department.
Yeah, there was something kind of lacking that for a long time. It's awesome because I've seen it so many times, and I was a speed bump for a lot of defensemen that were offense-minded, and, you need a puck-moving defenseman, and you need a skilled guy to join the rush, and, all these guys kind of jump ahead of you in the lineup in the beginning of the season, and then guys like Tenorti, guys like Holzer come back, and you go, okay, now games mean a lot. We need defense. We need toughness in front of the net. And that's where these guys come in. And that's what I've been real impressed with Tenorti and Holzer. They're just, it's nice to have a lockdown D pair in your 5-6 spot. I think they've been playing really well. But they're playing with an edge. And there's so much to be said. I don't want people to take it lightly. When Tenorti goes over and grabs Perry and gives him a shot after the play, after the whistle, just a little shot here, letting him know, like, this is going to be a long night, and Corey Perry eventually had to face up to him and had to have a little wrestling match. But it means a lot to that bench. When you're on a bench and you got a guy going out and doing that, You stand up a little taller and you play with a little more jam in your game, knowing that you got that guy on your team. And that's that means a lot. And I think it goes without notice a lot on teams, but if you don't have it, I really feel like it stands out. And I feel like the Preds had that at times with Austin Watson, where they popped their chest a little bit. But with Tenorti and back there, I think they really have it, and it's a good thing to see.
Hal, last thing for you here. Obviously, I know we're all in wait-and-see mode, and this is probably a question that you may not know the answer to at this point, but has there been any conversation around the team, around you guys, about what would happen if the game isn't played tonight? Like, would you immediately come back home to Nashville? Has that been discussed at all?
Well, I do know that Columbus isn't going to have any fans. And so if they cancel a game in Toronto, this is Toronto. We're not talking about just any little town. This is a huge hockey market. If they cancel a game in Toronto, I assume other games are going to be canceled. So I don't know that. I assume we'd pack our stuff and head home. I don't know. And we'll wait and see. I don't think this road trip continues if there's no game in Toronto. That would be my guess.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens as we go through the day today. Hal Gill, thanks for joining us so much this morning, man. We appreciate it, and be safe.
All right, guys. Wish I had more info for you. I'm waiting like you guys.
Yeah, we're all in wait-and-see mode right now. Thanks, Hal. Appreciate you. Hal Gill, brought to you each and every week by Puckett's. This is just a crazy situation, Corey. Just kind of sitting in the hotel waiting to see, are we playing tonight? Is this road trip continuing to go on? Are we going home to Nashville? Like, what's happening?
I think we all feel like we know the answer.
We do.
We're just waiting for the official word. Like he said, the Board of Governors meeting this afternoon. Real quickly, Rachel Nichols from ESPN tweeting out that the Toronto Raptors, who played the Jazz in Salt Lake Monday night, they are in quarantine.
Yeah.
And they've had all of their road personnel tested.
Ooh.
And they are awaiting results of those tests. So, again, this is part of the process of starting to clear up. It's about information. I mean, that's one of the things we keep talking about, is information is power. It's power for medical personnel, and it's power for these leagues to make decisions going forward.
Rachel Nichols also tweeted that Mavericks owner Mark Cuban told them on Get Up on ESPN that his expectation is the NBA season will not be canceled, just postponed, and that he could see NBA games going as late as August this year. So that would certainly be interesting to monitor.
Well, that would indicate that they're going to play the rest of the regular season.
Yeah.
Also, that's an indication, too, because the Olympics is around that time, too. So,
Yeah. No question. We'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No